losing all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always fresh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt for you. You see the difference, and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you or I can do. I'll stop the world and melt for you. Choose a better life, the kind of rich never hates. Imaginary race. Comprehending the race was long, long, long. I'll stop the world and love for you. You see the difference, and it's getting better over time. I don't think you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and love for you.
Hello, Bernie. No, little Bernie came on the porch. How are you, baby?
A little bit wide.
I work a job.
You got a job?
No, temporary.
What's the temporary one?
Current.
How?
I'll stop the world and love for you. I've seen some changes, but it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do.
Really? No! What are they doing with Kanye? Don't do Kanye! Don't do that to him! No! Cancel! Cancel that! He's a good man! He's a good man! I'm gonna sing you his song in his honor. I'm gonna sing for you right now his best song that he's ever done, and then you'll see. I'm living in the 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it screams from the haters. Got a nice theme to it. I guess every superhero needs a theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hour. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. 21st century, schizoid. The system broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to do, motherfucker, we rolling. Motherfucker, we rolling with some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rowlands. In this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cruel world, I'll see you in the morning. I'll see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. One little man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hour. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Till then, fuck it up, the world's ours.
No.
I tried to omit that curse. I didn't want that one curse word in here. It makes me upset too. Devil song.
I got a snail in a whole kiss. Got me easy, said they can kiss my whole ass. More specifically, they can kiss my asshole. I'm an asshole, you niggas got germs.
You sure minded niggas thoughts is Napoleon. My furs is Mongolian. My ice brought the doties in. Now anybody and every characteristic of the egotistic, he know he's so fucking gifted. I just needed time alone with my own thoughts. Got choices in my mind, keep it growing old. My childlike creativity, purity is honestly being prodded by these grown thoughts. Reality is catching up with me. Taking my inner child, I'm fighting for custody. With these responsibilities, they entrusted me. As I look down in my diamond encrusted piece, no one mentioned that all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hour. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Till then, I'm like, F it, the world's ours. This is Kanye. Maybe I belong where he's going. Pulling powers, Austin Powers, lost in translation with the whole fucking nation. They say I was the abomination of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty damn way to start a conversation. At the end of the day, goddamn it, I'm killing this dish. I know damn well y'all feeling this ish. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I got a power trip. Who you going on with? How ye doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier, now I'm driving. Where the bad bitches are, where you hiding? I got the power to make your life so exciting. No, definitely not. Maybe I'll see if Harrison wants to split it over a meal debt. Jumping out the window, letting everything go. No, I'm not seeing him. I don't know if he's gonna see. I said maybe I'll come to you with him. I'll try to come to him. Dad, jumping out the window. I don't know if he wants to see me. He's mad at me. He's legit mad at me. No, he's literally mad at me. Jumping out the window. Letting everything go. Alright. Let everything go.
You get the power.
You gotta let power go. Oh, good. Wait. What happened to Kanye West? I need to know right now. Please tell me what happened to Kanye. Oh my god, where did you hear? He told you?
Yeah, he called me up.
Lucky you, you should have put me on the line. I would have asked for more lyrics. I mean,
no, his mother-in-law and everybody, I think they put him in a sort of a...
What liberal jargon are you hearing from? Last I heard that he wasn't letting the Kardashians have ain't no which way about him, or he finna trash all of them family secrets out to the public and whatnot. He ain't got no time to be rocking like that, because we nation, man. We whole. So do you think I should go where Kanye's going? A little bit.
Getting paid for it?
Oh, yeah. What did Kim say to liberal media today? It says, like, he's obviously not going... Oh. You were just brainwashed by the liberal publications to tell you something negative about Kanye because he supported Trump for a little bit. He's a free party. He's a birthday party candidate. So,
he
cares about pregnant women. He's giving every baby mama $1 million. Like it's the last thing you do.
He went in to see it once and Trump.
I know, they're pretty friendly now.
I don't know who's dumb, him or Trump.
Yeah.
What do you think is down the hammer drum?
They're both not that smart, but the craziest thing is the people around them are even dumber because they're the ones sitting, looking at them for the knowledge that this is what this is who's going to lead our way. This black guy and this golden boy.
Of America.
I know. Probably drunk.
I'll tell you, this country is going down, down, down. The people are going nuts, nuts, nuts. So what are you doing with Harrison? You're gonna go out or something?
He doesn't fuck with me anymore. He said he's not chilling with me, so I have no idea.
But make it day by day with him. That's nice.
No, he doesn't like me anymore.
So. Why? Why does he like you?
Oh, it was because I made the racist post online in the hacking, and he's really holding it against me.
I didn't quite get that. You put something online to your brother?
No.
Then what's it all about?
He thinks I'm a white supremacist who's also losing my mind because I was trying to make people online laugh.
Don't go crazy with him. What are you bothering with those things? You're not involved in that. Don't
I know. I'm not even a white supremacist.
The white they're no good either.
What's wrong with the white
supremacist? The white supremacy—they're Jewish haters.
Some of them are Jewish now. It's so weird, and they're like they wear the swastika, but they're Jewish. It's really odd.
They're not Jewish, and they're disgusting. Don't get involved. This is
how no, they're no, the, no. Those guys aren't my friends. Harrison.
You shouldn't be involved with politics. You don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I really
don't. There's too much hatred in this world.
There's so much hatred. People hate each other.
People just don't bother.
People just want to kill each other for cutting them off on the street.
Don't bring that up. Stay with the lively bunch. You're so good in music. Go make a career in music and songs and lyrics. Don't get stuck with this politician stuff. It's not for you.
Right.
People, you'll get you in trouble.
It really has.
Mommy, I read that thing that time. I don't know where the heck you were speaking to.
Luckily, that time I was hacked. So.
You were hacked all the time, honey. Straighten up your act altogether.
I know. Can you make Harrison not hate me anymore? Because right now he's pretty fucking tight.
He doesn't like you to be like that.
He's tight.
No, he doesn't. You're a young man, American. Hey, you know what? Maybe you're better off in the service. You'll learn a few things.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to join the service.
All right.
You think you would like that?
Sure, why not?
Not to go overseas.
No, I'll do software within the country. I could work at the Pentagon like Snowden. Do you like Edward Snowden?
No, what is what? That?
You don't like Edward Snowden?
Edward who?
Edward Snowden. WikiLeaks, but not. There's Julian, and then there's Edward. So they work for separate companies, but they always mix and match somehow. They cross paths. Oh. Do you like
it? What kind of companies do they have?
Software developer for the Pentagon. The America's biggest employer.
Good.
Yeah. That way, they let you hack other people for free.
You can make money out of it.
A little bit of chicken chain.
I mean, get interesting, smart things. Stay with the smart people, not the hoodlums. Yeah, they're buggy, all of them.
Bug out.
flaky.
Next to fire,
insanely flaky, dude.
What did I say?
All the hoodlums are insanely flaky.
What? 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 So when will you go? You'll go. If you go with him one day, another day you come with me.
He doesn't want to see me. He doesn't want to see me. He's pissed.
Yes.
No.
Oh, you embarrassed him. Hey?
Yeah. A little bit.
In front of his girlfriend?
Yeah. That too.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, wow. Let's try and behave.
Right.
Stay on the straight line. Let me see the new Alex. Stand on your feet and talk nice. Dress nice.
Huh?
Look nice. Did you get a haircut?
No.
No? Not yet? You want to get it here? They have wonderful barbers here.
Yeah.
I'll take you to a nice tour.
Alright, maybe.
Huh?
We can talk about that when that comes.
And I'll pay for it if you want to.
It's possible.
I'd like to.
Thank you.
It's nice, but I don't like it long. Look like a girl.
I am a girl.
You got a nice looking face. You're a handsome boy. You don't spoil it.
No. Okay.
How about the eating? So. How's the eating? You got food? Eat roaches?
Yeah. Oh, one fell in my hair today, and I kept trying to get it out, and now it's like in my hair.
They're in your hair?
Yeah, one crawled into my hair today.
Where was it?
This big fat roach just jumped from midair into my hair. And
yeah? What? Where the heck would you have your head?
My head was by the roach.
A spider itch?
A spider may have came by too. In between the cobwebs and my little mop ass fly.
Go wash your hair. Soap and shampoo. I gave you
someone's in a feisty mood today. What got into you, young lady?
Nothing. I'm just so tired. I went for my hair today. I left my glasses there.
Oh, you must be wiped out.
No, he went over
Huckle
and got it for me.
Oh,
Jack.
Oh, your boyfriend.
I gave him $15.
Just to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's worth it.
He asked for
20? He asked for 20?
He asked for I was going to give him 10. He said it was 15, so I gave him 20.
That's good.
Oh, the ride is separate. This was...
Yeah, no, I know, this is extra. Extra.
I know, that he charges me... like $18.
Oh, did you talk to Harrison about him getting broken up?
Getting what?
Broken up?
No, I didn't.
Why?
I haven't had a chance.
Why?
I mean,
alright, so I have to
scavenge
him up. No, I'm going to procure him into your place. I'll deliver him for interrogation. I'll make sure that the ace is in the hole on this one. We got to.
What are you talking about? What are you talking
about? We'll round them up, Chief, and then get them shipped off to your apartment. So you can ask all your questions.
What are you talking about?
I'm sure you have details you need to know.
I have what?
Information you'd like to derive.
That he has?
Yeah.
What information?
Stuff I can't ask over the phone, bro. What do you think? Is she still with him? Are they smushing? Are they coosing? Are they nothing?
No, he has an open apartment. She's probably asking him for whatever he could help her with.
Yeah, obviously.
And he's so good, he'll help her.
He hangs out with her every single night, bro. And they're broken up. Every single night, they chill, and they're broken up. Like, what the fuck?
They don't sleep together.
Yeah, they do.
I thought she got an apartment.
She's still with him for 3 months.
Oh, to pay the rent.
Yeah. The rent is most important.
Yeah. And then
this slaves. It's so sad. Why would she do this to us? What did we do to her to piss her the hell off?
I know. Well,
where does somebody get off taking a nice young man, throwing his future down an entire rabbit hole that he thinks he's going to have a life, and then come out surprised? It was all a game. It was just a joke, Harrison was kidding. And his nightmare is a reality.
What's his nightmare?
Being
old. That she left him?
He says he's having a huge crisis right now and he doesn't know what to do. So.
What advice did you give him?
He hates me. He's taking his anger out on her, on me.
Well, he doesn't hate you. He may hate what some of the things you do or say.
Yeah.
No, but don't hurt his feelings any more than you have to.
Okay.
He loves you, honey. Don't say that. He once said to me, he's my brother. I'll never forget that when you were a little boy. And I said something about you, and he says, he's my brother.
Aww.
Uh-huh.
He's a good brother.
Yeah, don't tease him and don't do anything bad to him. He loves you. He just wants you to be well and happy and clear of any stupid thing.
You're probably right.
And are you getting paid for what you're doing now?
Maybe. I think so, for now. Yeah.
And then what are you going to do? Look for the other job?
Yeah.
You want to get?
Yeah.
Good. The coding?
Yeah. Coding. I'll tell you more about it this weekend, love.
You're coming Saturday?
I'm probably going to come Saturday or Sunday and maybe with Harrison, hopefully. We'll see.
Oh, that'd be nice.
It would be.
Okay.
We'll take you both to lunch. That would be really good. That would be fun. So I think that could be.
And if you can't make it this week,
Definitely next week, but we'll try for this week as well. In between, I think.
Yeah, all right, honey. And I'll get you a nice haircut maybe when you come.
Yeah, I'll try to do it. So we'll see. That good?
Yeah, that's fine.
One question about Jeffrey Epstein.
A moron. He was an animal.
He do it? Did he do it?
He said.
Is he? I know. I just didn't know if you thought he did it.
He killed himself.
I know. Do you think he was really guilty of all those horrible crimes?
Oh, he said horrible things.
Oh my God.
You know what? That's a sick man.
It really is.
Good riddance, I never would say that.
I'm happy he's dead too.
He tortured a lot of women.
He did. He ruined so many lives. And
he tortured people.
Everyone. Men, women, mostly young girls, but anyone he could find, he would suck the life out of.
13-year-old children.
Oh my God. 13? Holy shit.
Yeah,
I think those girls got paid though. They get the bag. They pay them like 20 grand for that phone. Wait, what do you think about the one who got caught?
The one that got caught?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll put her in jail.
Do you think anything might happen to her too? Like, do you think she'll kill herself?
No, I think they'll put her in jail.
Yeah.
Probably.
She's in jail, probably. She's royalty. She has, like, the last name of some person in the crowd.
Yeah, she took some money,
probably. A billionaires.
Yeah.
And she's involved in this. What kind of disgusting monster?
A very big house.
It just shows you that you really think you know someone, if you think about that she's this rich person. She, like... I get it, he was using people for their money, but she was legit, like, in a nice life, and she still chose to do all that evil, and he had to because he had no money, so obviously he'll throw it, but she had everything, and she gave it to him. It's disgusting.
He had a big land, a lot of land.
No, that was because he sucked off the Victoria's Secret's Lex Wexner CEO, and then he got all his money and assets.
That's not talk about the buns.
You're right. I'll sing you one more Kanye then, and then I guess we'll talk on the weekend. Do you want to hear it, or do you not want to?
What's that? When do you want to come?
I'm going to sing you a song now.
Oh, are you going to sing a song?
Yeah.
Why don't you make up the lyrics?
No.
Maybe you want to enter it into something.
No.
It's not that good?
It's not. I'm sorry, I had to be honest.
You made the lyrics up yourself.
No, they're Kanye.
I don't want cursing.
Okay, no cursing. This song's about Jesus, man.
About who?
We sing about Jesus.
That's he?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Holy Jesus.
Where did he come in?
You'll hear it. Okay.
We are war.
We are war.
We are war. Time is out of bed. Racism.
We are the war with ourselves.
Jesus walks.
God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down.
Jesus walks.
This is young and reckless. Restless, good, my jack and necklace. Next thing, my jack and necklace. Somebody tell me, niggas who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shower where death is. Top floor, the boy alone will leave you breathless. And you can try and scratch and get kind of hard to hear. Joke by the dick that goes, yeah, now check this man. Asking those questions, harass and arrest. Saying that he pieces of shit like you for breakfast. Up your piece of shit, what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere, we got suits and cases. Took a phone call from a car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus can save us. Mama, you know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got bags to move. Hope Jesus walks. God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. Jesus walks. Give praise to my feet, don't fail me now. Jesus walks. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. Jesus walks. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. Jesus walks. God show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. Jesus walks. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. So long. So long. There's one more minute left. Most of us killers, murderers, drug dealers, even strippers. Jesus walks with them to the victims of welfare, for the living in hell, yeah, hell yeah. Jesus walks with them. Now hear ye, hear ye, wanna see them all clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary, cause we the almost nearly sing. We rappers is role models, we rappers don't think. I ain't hear all you about his facial features, or here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Catholic need to reach us, that's why I need Jesus. See, I'm going to single dog, radio needs us. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, lives, sex, things, and tape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? What if this take away from my spins? Which will probably take away from my ends? Then I hope that take away from spins and bring it in. I'm dreaming now. Next time I'm in the club, everybody's got me screaming out. Jesus walks. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. Jesus walks. The only thing I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. Alright, love. Was that good?
You know, Alex, if you're so good, to write these lyrics.
I didn't write that.
You did?
No.
Oh, but if you write good lyrics, you could print out a
book. I don't write the songs, man. I don't, it's just a hobby of mine.
How about stories?
Yeah, stories. Yeah. Stories are good.
Write nice stories, and then you could write a book.
That's actually what, yeah, I'm in the process of doing that right now, actually. That's literally exactly what I'm doing. It's so much fun.
And maybe you could sell it.
Yeah, I'm trying to. That's
a
plan.
You do have a good vocabulary.
I didn't write that. Course correction. None of that was me, But that's a cool idea. We could talk about that in the future.
All right. What else is new?
I'm so tired.
What day will you be coming?
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Huh?
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, honey.
Yeah, I'm so tired.
You want to come on the weekend Saturday?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, but go for lunch?
Yeah, potentially. Potentially, yeah.
I would like that.
I know.
As long as it stops raining hard.
Sure, that's a big deal.
If it's raining, then
no.
We can't go nowhere.
Definitely say no.
And as I'm talking to you, you know the air conditioner that's in the wall?
Yeah.
Outside, these big, what are they? The big things that fly? Bees. Don't ask, I don't know. They creep into that vent, you know, where the air conditioner is on this side on the porch, and they make themselves very thin, and they go in there, and they come out. I don't know what they do. There must be a nest in there. Big bees. I never saw in my life.
I'll keep track.
As long as they don't come near me, I'm afraid of them.
Oh, did you need me and Harrison to help with that?
Anyway, darling, take it easy.
Alright.
If you do come, let me know. We'll go out to lunch or dinner.
Alright.
And we have that nice meat place, you know. We don't need the car, we could walk it.
Meat? Oh, chicken. You're saying chicken.
What, honey?
Chicken.
No, we could have chicken.
Oh.
Or you like that.
Oh.
Or we could go to the other one with the meat or steak.
Oh, you like Outback. I forgot.
What do you call Outback?
Oh, yeah, we could go there. Yeah, the steak
you
place.
You go to Outback.
Yeah,
we
could
have steak.
Yeah,
they have anything you like.
You probably want.
Good steak.
You probably miss that. You miss going there.
Yeah, no, we used to go, but I mean, I don't miss it.
Yeah, you do.
Nice place if you want to go.
Well, you probably went there with friends, and now all your friends, like, dip.
No, I went there with Daddy, with
you didn't go there with friends. Wow.
Yeah, and I went with, what's her name? Regina.
Alright, okay. Oh, family place. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Okay, I would love that. They have good bread there.
You like that?
The bread there is like super toasty and brown with good belt butter.
Okay,
I love that place. Alright.
Alright.
I'll see you Saturday, hopefully. Ciao, Bella. Grazie. Benvenuto. Sweet dreams. Pray for Kanye.
Okay.
Always in my heart.
Shape,
he really is. It's not a joke.
Yeah, I think he's losing his mind.
No, he's okay. It's just a hoax.
He's having a breakdown.
He's fine. He's just exploring him. Thank you.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Okay.
Bye-bye, honey.
Love you.
Good. We're done. It's so weird how I feel so confident in Kanye when he actually makes those insane person speeches, as are prophesized, that the CNN says he turned insane from because he's crying or whatever. I don't get why they bully people. It's kind of unchill, but he is a really cool guy, and the only times I'm concerned of his mental health is when he goes blackout after these rants, when everyone says, okay, good, we quieted him down, and people just want to silence him. That's the only time I fear for Kanye, and he's not loud. Chapter 2, though. I know you guys don't enjoy it, but try to at least bear with it. The least you can do.
Frustrating, but Joe, really for me, I had issues like this in the past. So I mentioned before, I said I felt like I wanted to kill this guy. Yes, in that second, I literally felt like I wanted to kill him. But like, if he was in the room with me, I would probably be fake as fuck to his face and just not even say anything. But it was because I had a very extreme emotion. It was because it was like months and months of like hard work that all my money going to this, where I thought that he was really looking out for me. He really helped me in this company in the past, and he was just really, he, whether or not it was $2,000 I was investing or $20,000, he was really playing funny business with me. And there was also something else to do. He says, I thought you were going to put a put order for, at negative 10%. So he thought I knew, as like a professional trader like he used to be, that he should, that I should be like covering myself so that if it drops by 10%, that I get to sell it. Then automatically the program sells it. And then I told our other manager, who's actually much younger than Michael, he also has mentored me. He's like a very nerdy, like, immigrant guy. He may have Asperger's, but he's really nice and really helpful for me. And he's helped Michael out, too, in a lot of ways. His name is Gleb. And he said he heard about it because we just had to talk about work that day on the phone. And he says, how's your day going? I tell him the honest truth. I wouldn't normally mix, like, personal stuff, but I told him what happened because I just had to get it off my chest. Gleb basically didn't get off the phone with me until I promised him I would sell it, because he said to me, you bought this, you put a lot of money into something you know nothing about. And that was even before I did enough research to realize what these futures actually meant, that the price only goes down and will never go up. And the reason, Joe, I saw in the charts the price went up was because they do reverse splits. So they dilute your share by eightfold, and then the price increases on a graph by eightfold. So it looks like it actually goes up at times. Yeah.
If you don't know how to buy futures...
Yeah. No, I thought it was stock. I shouldn't have done that. I'm not investing in a while. But Joe, this is the issue, because I base a lot of things that I do on me being very like sure of the decisions I'm making. Sometimes I do like beat off the beaten path, where I will try and do something like very risky like that. But it's because I have trust in myself, and sometimes it really does pay off. But I've had this happen before, and it wasn't honestly just with crypto. Like, that was why when this happened, Joe, and like I found like it set in, like I just woke up at 4 a.m. for like a second I wanted to like jump out the window. Like, I don't feel that way ever, and I have to knock my sense into me, like, no, that's ridiculous, that's not the answer doing that. But like, such a loss like that, it makes me feel like such a sack of shit that like I'm mad at myself, but so mad that I feel like I'm not ever going to be able to have a happy life, that I can't make rational choices. Because just on another track, I really wanted a Cadillac. This is just a whole other story, but I really wanted a Cadillac when I was graduating college. And I had some money from an internship, and I wanted it because my grandpa used to have a Cadillac, and I like mafia movies, and I thought it would be a cool thing to do. I couldn't find one in my price range. I really couldn't. So I bought a Cadillac on eBay after searching everywhere else that was too expensive. I got like a $3,500 Cadillac and paid to have it shipped to my house. And of course it was a lemon. The guys at the junkyard thought I was completely autistic and told me, like, at the mechanic, they said it had to be junked, and there was no way around it. And all my friends thought it was a total joke and an absolute moron idiot who can't make any rational choices. So I've done a couple really, really bad things with my money. And I'm not saying it makes me, like, always suicidal, but at that one second, I just feel so unworthy. And I, like, can't help myself from making these self-destructive decisions. So it's really, it really put a damper on kind of the progress I felt I was making.
Alex, you're an accountant, right?
Yeah, it's ironic.
You're not like a trader or a...
No, I'm not, purely accounting. I like to think of myself as a trader. Yeah, please.
You know what's coming up, right? You know, like, over the next few months, the economy is going to go down, right?
No, I was betting on it recovering after like 2 months, but I didn't realize the way these oil futures work, that if it wasn't recovering in the next 30 days, there would be nowhere for the oil to be delivered, so that the contracts are always just going to go down. And then the fees that everyone's losing, and the different trade-offs and premiums, it's all getting baked into my interest. So I immediately sold out, Joe. It went from $4, it was at $2.60. Michael said, you should have sold yesterday. I had, until I finally researched, Investopedia said this is not a long-term investment. If I would have known that immediately, would have never done that. I immediately sold.
No, futures and options are like...
I mean,
I mean, they could be anywhere from like a few hours to like a year, but they're not long term.
Right. I thought that this was a fund that was just like hedging futures. I thought the component was futures. I thought it was instruments built into hedge. I thought it was more complex than the eyes alone. It was a pure just future number that just takes it down, 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 down. And I have no idea.
You're lucky you only lost.
Yeah, no, because I put 20, and so I saw, and it's still going down after I bought it too. I had to wrap because at first, Joe, I could have just sold when I was losing 2. I could have sold when I was losing 4. I didn't understand what I had. That was in within a day. So I bought it. I lost like $6,000 in the first day, and then it was like losing between 1 to 4 extra grand. And in that like next 3 day period, I hadn't, because Joe, I was working like a dog. I was working like 8 p.m., 9 p.m. nights. I scheduled an appointment with Dr. Buck, by the way, so I'll be speaking with him next Thursday.
I'm making note of that.
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad to hear it.
Cool. What's up?
Based on what you see, though, like, the economy is heading in a bad direction. Like,
I thought it was recovering, truly. I really did. I thought
with 25 million people losing their jobs and no one working right now.
No, but the death toll was going down. I thought. You know how it took us like two months?
It leveled out.
I'm sorry. But it was because...
We're still losing about 500 a day.
I thought we were on a two-month lag that people were taking like 1 or 2 months to catch on. So since we were 2 months late to the corona, I thought we would be like a month or two late to understanding like when it was like recovering. That was kind of my methodology. It's really...
I don't see this ending for a long time.
But Joe, also, I also didn't see it ending for a long time. I thought that's why I didn't buy any S&P. I thought the market could still go down a lot. It's just oil. I thought it couldn't go below negative. I thought they would just fix it that day. But I thought I was buying oil stocks. I didn't realize
it. In terms of the economy continuing to go down, like, you're going to have a really good opportunity for long-term investments.
That's like the perfect thing you could have told me. But that really changes the way I was perceiving our environment, Joe. I thought that things were going to recover in about 2 months.
Because we're still
signing business like on my team at my company, but a lot of teams in other groups in my firm are losing a lot of business. I think because I do a very generalized area where we're one specific area of tax for all general types of like science, engineering, computer companies. Those are like the only companies that seem to be like being ahead, and also like random companies that make like oat milk, stuff like that, where like millennials are buying them online because they're not buying real milk in the store. Those are the types of companies that like we're winning, but our firm is doing a lot of layoffs, so I definitely know what you mean by on a larger scale that a lot of businesses will be going under just with rent that they're not going to be able to pay and stuff and payroll, obviously. I know what you mean. I thought oil, you know, I thought I was buying oil stocks. It sounds so ridiculous, but I trusted what this dude's oil friend said. This dude didn't have an oil friend. He kind of played me a little bit. I don't know why he felt the need to do that. He thought it was probably a way to get, because me and him were talking about buying stocks for 2 months, and I kept telling him, I'm going to wait. Like, I don't know what could happen. It could go down. It could go up. I kept saying, wait. When he said the oil trader friend, that was the thing that did it. But now that I think about, like, the types of stories he tells, he was just exaggerating. Like, whether or not there was a friend or not, now the friend doesn't work in the oil industry, and I don't think there was a friend, to be honest. So it hurts that someone... On one hand, this guy I trusted did that, but on the other hand, thank you, Joe, for showing me that there is a much more positive opportunity in the future. Even if there wasn't a positive opportunity, I was finding ways to move on from this, just feeling like just happiness that, yes, I could have lost a lot more money, but there's so much more important things than money. And it was honestly kind of also as...
I am so fucking annoying. I'm so sorry you guys have to listen to this. Actually, kind of am. Three?
This is who I am. I'm fucking joking.
Yeah, that's also the bad hombre part.
No, bro, I was still a good person.
That really that does not sound like a good hombre. I don't have a choice in this. That's the serial killer Takeo, and that's how you got diagnosed so
we're
bad.
We're doing
so
drugs. We're not harming people. What's
don't you have like a violent past in, on record?
I've never put my hands on anybody.
What about John Cruise?
He put his hands on me, and I pushed him off. He's literally tackling me to the floor, and I was like, bro, I'm not fighting you. If you want to talk about this, we'll talk about it.
I think the drug dealing aspect is the real worst.
And then Altman in the background, Ryan, punch him. I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up. I'm not punching anybody. That's
yeah, she's such a dumb Jew whore trying to stir controversy, incite riot.
Yeah.
For her idiot
and then
self.
And then her parents called the police, and then the police called John Cruise.
Find him, Ryan! Fuck him up!
Yeah, on the phone with the police, like the police have John Cruise on speakerphone, and that's Altman's parents.
The police have
John Cruise on speakerphone! And listen to what John Cruise said to the police. Ryan's a good kid, alright? I've known that kid since high school. But that bitch, Alex Altman, that he's with, she's a fucking piece of shit. She's a troublemaker. This is all her fault. And then Altman's mom comes up to me and her and brings me to the side. And she's like, Ryan, I need you to explain to me how you're a drug dealer, got into a fist fight with another drug dealer, and
your drug dealer got into a fist fight with another drug dealer.
And he's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
Telling us that our daughter is the bad one in this situation.
What?
Explain to me.
This all isn't making sense.
None of this is making sense, okay?
I need you to do me a favor.
The police officers blaming this on my daughter.
Help me out here because nothing fucking
None
adds up.
Okay, there are two drug dealers fighting on my front lawn, and the police are saying my daughter is the bad one, and the other drug dealer is sticking up for you.
What am I missing here, people? People.
What's going on here?
Doesn't even know what's going on. Such horrible fate that rich Jew parents have to face. Literally all
yeah,
each and every
really
one of them.
Feel bad. Yo, her parents are like.
Yeah, they're very good people.
Asshole,
I think they're very
I
good people.
I love Ellen.
I don't care what orgy fantasies you've had with Owen's family. Sucking off the dad
you.
And Rampshack and the mom.
Respect and liking people.
Never heard of that concept either. Literally have not seen that concept in my life.
Do you not understand just having girls as friends for the sake of just being a nice, friendly person?
That theorem has not existed since the Stone Age began producing cobalt.
That's not how
any of this works. I'm not playing the game the way it's meant to be played.
I can assure you, I have been friends with Alex Gilowitz since I'm 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So there's a different evolutionary theorem that many Christian scientists have called fakes, where if you grow up acclimated next to a brother or sister, then evolutionarily you're trained not to have sexual feelings for them. If you grow up always playing with a sister or a girl figure. Yeah, that's what the Freudians have said.
So,
but,
at the same time, like, because of Alex Gilowitz, like, physically beating the shit out of me as a child on a daily basis, I'm actually still pretty attracted to girls who hit me, so I think something Freudian went on there.
Well, if you've ever seen Game of Thrones, as you have, then you would know.
I have seen Game of Thrones. I read the books.
You know the deep history and detail of the film work and the cinematography. Anyone
I've never seen the show.
Even the special effects would have told you that a brother could fuck a sister. That's not news to anyone now, as you well have seen. So
I've read books.
I don't know what this word is you speak of. How you say the Latin said scritore. For me, I've never...
Quid pro quo.
But seriously, with your quids aside, I've never looked at a line of text and actually made sense of it. I've just put my own distorted perception to what those symbols will recognize and align to someone facto be. None of this is adding up. You're not playing the game the way it's meant to be played.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah, we're fucked. We lost the East in the hole. I'm kidding, yeah. We're chilling.
I think it would just make it easier if we had Ian, but it won't be fun.
No, I know. We're chilling. The goddamn ace in the hole. The ace in the motherfucker.
It's so funny. We're like on the phone while I'm at work, and you're like, how are you going to sell this to people? I'm like, bro, the ace in the hole. Ian.
Ian.
You're not even my friend.
No, he's everyone's friend. He's a really great guy, actually. I think he's going to do more for the show than you or I ever could. It's going to be great. Tremendous.
Wait, what?
No promises, but the future will be tremendous.
It will be tremendous, bro.
Tremendous. What were you saying?
I'm going to pay you back, and it's going to be tremendous.
It really was. I have a recording of it. It was great. Fantastic. Sorry, bro. Anything else you like to confide before reveal your secrets to the world? I'm just kidding.
Is it being recorded?
Never.
I hate you.
Yo, Andrew literally said, this isn't being recorded. I'm like, no, not at all. Then 20 minutes, and I'm like, see, I have respect for you, because when you asked if it was being recorded, I turned that motherfucker off. He's like, oh my god.
It was being recorded the whole time, Andrew.
No, it wasn't. I literally turned it off after that. After the 5 minutes. He asked, so I said no. He's cool.
No, not anymore. She clicked pause.
Go to the recorder and click pause. He does not fuck with that type of shenanigans.
No one does. Stop doing it to people.
Why are people so hurt by my actions? So unfair.
Yo, they need. Oh, so wait, very quickly. So,
yeah.
I always thought that you needed consent of both parties.
Never.
Because when I would watch movies, that like you needed to have consent in movies for both parties.
Never consent.
California is a two-party consent state, so whenever they made movies,
they did it
as two parties.
That
so that's why
sense.
In my head I was like, it's two parties.
What
like,
movies
you know,
did you see of that?
I watched like lawyer movies and stuff. It's cool.
Really?
But,
what lawyer movies? I didn't even know they made movies about lawyers, except for the Cadillac
Lawyer.
Like,
no. You never watched
Lincoln
Legal Evil on YouTube?
Feeble Evil on YouTube.
Legal Eagle.
Legal Eagle. Illegally legal.
He's a lawyer who like watches like
is it a cartoon?
Movies that have lawyers in
oh,
it
shit.
And like are based around lawyer shit. And he gives them like a grade on like
it's
how
like the dude from that app
is.
Game. What was that app game where it was like daily prizes and people got hooked for like 2 months?
I don't know, bro. I don't play apps. But,
no, you didn't know that. Wait, you didn't know that app that came out? It was like. Every single day, questions app. Everyone plays questions daily.
I don't know what you're talking about.
HQ, HQ, HQ. You knew HQ.
I gotta take a shit.
Did you never play HQ?
No.
Oh. Alright, I'll check out Legal Eagle. This guy looks legit. Because he looks like. Legal Eagle looks like the guy from HQ. Wait. I can't believe you were so doped out, you literally forgot all memory of HQ.
I don't even know what that is.
You really should.
I still have a lot of things, bro.
No, you were out of prison. We were, like, talking. You were helping me steal Maddie. But,
I was not out of
it. Wow. It's really good for you. I hate when you say the word heroin. It makes me want to do it. But, talk to you
later. Wow. Seems like you might have an addiction problem.
I was just trying to be clean today, but... Don't promise it. Never promise. Always deliver.
Like usual, they and our children have successful fathers.
I thought we were shoring up to just Go Beyond Plus Ultimate. Is that in the room?
Go Beyond Plus Ultra. You gotta be cool at least do it the right way, bro.
Miami Ultra? What is this word?
Or we could do it in Japanese. Sorry.
Yo, Kanye became an official billionaire today. We're literally doing really well. Things are gonna turn out so well for us.
What does Kanye West have to do with?
That was about 4 months ago. Things did not turn out well. Chapter 4. I think this is the final one. I know it is.
They are complicated. They don't realize
how right, you'd be oblivious to have. You probably saw me as goofy, a little fresh, but I like to try and show things I know in conversation, so we spoke about a lot of technical things and history-wise things, and I speak about a lot of different areas, so I think he thought I was intelligent but a little weird, and I don't think he thought that he wanted to pay all this money for something he probably thought he could do himself, so that's why I think we lost him.
Right, but do you see now how...
Yeah, the weed definitely impacted that. Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm looking for jobs now that don't have as much random client contact with where I'm a consultant that, like, if the clients don't love me, I'm not going to be a good consultant. I'm looking to do programming where I can really use more of my mind to create. And I've been told that those types of fields would be better for me. So I'm going to really do that, but I understand that I came off poorly from the use of weed. I just wish, Joe, that I could have controlled the anxiety in some other way.
Well, I mean, it's hard for you to change anything right now if you're using drugs. It really is. Because your body is dependent and your mind is dependent on those drugs to act a certain way.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Have you given any thought into maybe going now to more treatment for substance abuse now that you don't have a job?
Definitely, like, I want to do it. I just don't know, like, what I could afford right now, so I'm working on the unemployment process and seeing if I'm going to do either Medicaid or COBRA. So, do we have a breakdown of how much that price is going to cost? Because I could, like, even tell you my budget. Like, I already told my mom, because we had to figure out, like, living, like, how many months I can even go, like, just paying rent. My mom doesn't really want me in her house at all living. I asked my grandma if I should live with her, and she said, no, you're not living with me. So they are desperate to see me, just don't want me to live with them, because I'm up to some weird stuff. So I just have to know, like, dollar stuff, because I don't have a ton of money to play with, especially since that jerk-off in my company made me lose that remaining money I had in the stock market. It sucks, yo. It really does. I have some things to work on, and yeah, I do want to get help, definitely when I can afford it, for sure. I'll start
the process. Alex, if you're on Medicaid, I can refer you to a number of good programs, like Treatment Center takes Medicaid, Addiction Institute takes Medicaid, they're all outpatient programs, so you can still work.
I was told to do Medicaid, yeah, I've never even thought about Medicaid, my mom always told me to do COBRA, my friend who recovered from everything was... He says he's not talking to me until I go to rehab, and even though I do 1/1000th of the quantity that he did in a given week, like, he's still... And I actually, I used drugs less. Like, you probably think I used it more, but, like, I didn't realize I was actually getting fired last weekend, but I had a really nice Memorial Day with my family, so, like, I didn't use drugs the whole time in the Hamptons. I didn't even smoke pot because I didn't have it. But, like, my mom feels like, fuck, that, like, it's a little weird that I had such a great weekend with her side of the family. And it's, now I'm all bad. What's up?
Do you think your family knows about your drug use?
Yeah, they know that I'm still up to some... My grandma accused me of being on drugs the entire time I was there. The Saturday I came in Saturday, I had to basically sleep all day because I did like a tenth of a bag the day before, and just sleeping in and out. It wasn't that like I was passing out, but like I would have a headache obviously if I didn't sleep. So she kept yelling, saying I was on drugs all day. So yeah, I think they know.
So how do you think that might impact their decision to not have you live with them?
Yeah, I think that's 100% of their decision.
So your substance use is interfering with your career and your living situation and your finances right now.
We're at this level. I think we talked about this 2 weeks ago that I'm not there yet, and yeah, fully there now.
So you're open to more treatment right now.
Wait. How much is the Medicaid amount, Joe?
You mean monthly?
Okay.
Is that what you're asking? How much is Medicaid each month?
Wait. If I have if I pay for Medicaid every month, is this thing, like, free?
Or... the outpatient treatment?
Sure, yeah.
I honestly don't know how to answer that. I think it depends on the Medicaid plan you get. There's still HMOs for Medicaids.
Do you have, like, price breakdowns, like, forms, like, anything that you could, like, send me?
For Medicaid?
Not Medicaid. I guess the program you need me to do, because I'm going to find how much Medicaid is when I get all this sorted out. Because, like, as I said, I'm still not even fired yet from this job yet. It's happening this week.
Yeah, how much longer are you going to be on Cigna? Because maybe this would be a good time also for you to go away someplace good for, like,
that's what Ryan really wants me to do. My friend.
Is that your friend? That's your friend?
Recovered friend who's not talking to me. Yep. He called me yesterday. I emailed him to tell him I lost the job yesterday, and I found out Thursday, but yesterday, like, found out for sure. And Ryan is not talking to me until I go away to rehab, and is like, said the second I get on Medicaid, he's gonna have me an inpatient in like 15 minutes. Yeah, he's like begging me to do it. It's wild. My mom kept saying she didn't want me to do, like, a rehab because she's afraid I'll just get rehab friends from that, and she wants me to just, like... But she also doesn't know I do heroin, like, 1/10 of a bag, 3 to 4 times a week. Alright.
Is that all it is, 3 to 4 times a week, or have you used more since you learned you're going to lose your job?
No, I didn't even... I found out the last 2 days I didn't even do it. I just drank, like, 3 shots. 3 shots of whiskey. I'm not, like, a drug user. Like, Joe, it's making me want to do the drugs less being the situation I'm getting into action. So, Joe, I'll tell you about my plan that I have a program. And it sounds like bullshit. I sound like someone, like, recovering but not able to, not doing it yet. It's just I have a plan to do this, like, coding boot camp and, like, a thorough course load. And I haven't felt inspired to do something like this in a while, so it really felt nice to have a kick in the ass that I'm losing this stressful job for a whole new opportunity. And that's why I'm open still to the things you're envisioning I do. That I just want to make sure my money situation is good, so in like 6 months, if the economy gets worse or if I'm not able to find placement of work, that, like, I made my planning now instead of the later. That's why I'm asking to see, like, balances and what breakouts of costs and whatnot. I don't have a ton of money to play around with, but with my mom's and grandma, they're really not letting me home right now, so I want to learn software, see if I get a job with that in the next, like, 3 to 4 months. I don't know if places are going to be hiring. I doubt it. Like, I hear of software companies doing layoffs, so I'm going to try and learn, like, database administration, but, like, I really want to jump into this. I'm not, like, looking for, like, a full immersive methodology at this week or next week or anything, honestly. Is that fucked?
I don't know if that plan's... If you think that plan is what you need to do, then by all
That's means. What I did the last time I got fired, Joe, 4 years ago. I wasn't using heroin, but... I just went and studied the CPA, and I studied it till I passed it. Then I found a job with that. It was, like, all very, like, I haven't felt that drive since a point like that. And it was bringing up all those memories. I was so much more sad when I lost that job, Joe, 5 years ago. I'm in, like, such a better place to handle it. Like, you know, the drugs is, like, one thing, but I'm just feeling so much better about my... I didn't have a direction then. I know exactly what I'm more better at and what I enjoy doing. I thought I liked to do, like, accounting and number crunching because I had almost no confidence. I needed a consistent thing, good, easy hours that I knew I probably wouldn't be fired from. That's called low self-confidence. And I'm looking, honestly, for a flashy software shop. That sounds like it's weaving a web, but I'm going to try the courses, Joe. And I'm not against the rehab proposition. I'm not, like, denying anything, but that intensive thing, that sounds a little much. I just want to try wearing this up. If I have a breakdown or something, which I don't think I've ever had before, but anything that happens, I would let you know about. I was actually going to say prior to the firing, Joe, that I wanted to, like, structure it differently where maybe we do, like, 2-hour sessions every 2 weeks, so it would be the same amount of thing that you wouldn't lose sessions with me, and I wouldn't lose sessions with you. I thought that might be an interesting thing because I didn't like appointments like every week, that weird thing I told you about, but now I'm not.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distance, deep or skies, burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand that sees the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to break, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer? What the chain? In what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil? What dread grasp? Dare its deadly terror's clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and water heaven with their tears, did he smile, his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night, what mortal hand or eye dare frame the fearful symmetry? I don't really know what to make of all these aspirings and upcomings, guys. A lot is going on in Barstool and the media community at large. I feel like there's no real artists anymore. Taylor's album was a little bit trash. I miss the old days where Friends was a new episode or Degrassi was the coolest thing in life. I don't know, I'm just feeling the media kid from Lost Generation, where TikTok seems to be the biggest improvement we could have since Barack Obama. I think this is just really a bit of a Lost Generation. And one thing that I would care to see in the future is for Alexa to stop putting out such trash content. And if we could all pick up our game a little bit, it might actually be better. Thank you, guys. Been cool.